Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
In this week's edition of Garden Talk, we do a little mid-season trimming maintenance to encourage bigger and more vegetables at harvest time. And with us on the line is Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
What are the vegetables that we are talking about here?
Well, yeah, we're right on the edge there between vegetables and fruit, but it's tomatoes and cucumbers in the greenhouse. That's where mine are. Now, there might be a few outdoors, but we'll improve our odds growing them indoors.
So what do we do?
They need, because both of those, if they're normally grown outside in warmer climates, will grow vigorously, and even outdoors will produce quite the jungle. I mean, I remember them growing up in Upper Michigan, where the tomato or the cucumbers at least would spread out. They'd be 10 feet across, and we'd have to wade in there to search for the cucumbers. We're growing them in greenhouses. We don't have that much space. We need to either trellis them or use tomato cages or some similar method so they can grow up. And ventilation, as always, is important. So because those plants will grow lots and lots of side shoots off the main vine, we need to prune some of those out so that the plant will put its energy into what we hope, growing more tomatoes, more cucumber fruits, and to give them or allow them better ventilation, better airflow around the plants, so we don't have the mold and mildew plants that are, or mold and mildew infections that are so common with our normally moist conditions.
So how many of those shoots do we cut off? Half?
So that,
third?
That kind of depends to some extent on how fertile your soil is, but also on the variety of the plant. So with tomatoes, we have two different types. One is indeterminate type of plant. Those will grow and grow and grow to be 6, 8, 10 feet tall or more if you have that much space, well, and a long enough season in the greenhouse. Those we will normally prune off the side shoots that sprout out at each leaf. You'll have the main stem and maybe one extra stem. And again, if you have the strings and the supports, then you can kind of spread those out so they have the air circulation. With the other variety called determinate varieties, those will only grow to be potentially, depend size, from 1 foot to maybe 3 feet tall, and are, you know, they look more like a bush. They grow like a bush with multiple stems. And with those, we can leave a few more stems on. So we might have 3 to 4 stems, and hopefully we then get lots of fruits and flowers. But again, at every stem can and at every leaf, a side shoot can grow. So it doesn't take very long. I mean, when I got back from vacation, it was a jungle in there. So yesterday I was doing some pretty serious pruning of those side shoots. Flowers are forming. I've got a few little green tomatoes. That's a good thing. On the cucumbers, same thing. You want maybe 1 to 2 to 3 shoots, main stems, on your cucumber, and they want to be supported, and I use strings or even tomato cages for cucumbers. It is allowable, and prune out those side shoots so that the air can get in, and for the cucumbers also, that helps, it makes it easier for your pollinators to get into the flowers to find them so they're not so thick, and move the pollen from flower to flower if you have those varieties that need cross-pollination.
What if some of these cucumbers or tomatoes are in your greenhouse and you might not have a lot of insect traffic through there?
Okay.
Can you help them along?
Yes, definitely. So for the tomatoes, it's easiest. They are self-pollinating with a little bit of help. In the wild, bumblebees, they call it buzz-pollinating, literally. So we can do that by either shaking their cages or shaking the strings or just bumping, you know, tickling the flowers by hand. You don't need to take a paintbrush and go from flower to flower to flower to move pollen. So those are pretty easy to do. Or if you've got a fan, say an oscillating fan or something in your greenhouse, that is probably giving enough movement to the plants. With cucumbers, choosing varieties, again, is important, that if you choose, they call it parthenocarpic cucumber. And in the catalogs, you can see that. Of course, they don't, and they usually see it on the seed packets. Those are self-pollinating, so they don't need bees or flies to do the pollinating. If you don't have those, and again, you can see cucumbers have separate male and female flowers, just like squashes do. So with those, if you don't have that variety, you can help with the little paintbrush and going from male to female to do the pollinating. And I do that, it's easy with squash because they're much larger flowers, but you can do that with cucumbers also and help them so we get more fruit to set. And then, of course, having your good enough water in the greenhouse and hopefully the sunshine comes back.
Okay, Ed Byarski, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.
Ed Byarski, Master Gardener, with this week's edition of Garden Talk, a weekly feature here on KTOO. Sun and rain find my way.